The worst attack on journalists in U.S. history was a year ago today when a man entered the offices of the Capital Gazette and killed five people with a shotgun. The journalists who survived say that dealing with their trauma and grief has not been a linear process. They also cite sources of comfort, like their connection and ongoing community support. WYPR's Emily Sullivan talked to four journalists from the paper about the shooting's first anniversary. Here's what they said.
My name is Celine Sanfelice. I work for the Capital Gazette, and I'm a features and enterprise and LGBTQ issues reporter.
My name's Rachel Pichella. I'm a reporter for the Capital in Annapolis.
Hi, I'm Danielle Ohl. I am a reporter for the Capital, and I cover City Hall and the Naval Academy.
My name is Phil Davis. I'm a former reporter at the Capital, and I am one of the survivors of the June 28, 2018 shooting.
I used to be like, let me tell you everything I can tell you about that day. But I've kind of learned that it takes a lot out of me to talk about that day.
The way that you feel when you're first going through like the first couple of weeks and just trying to make sure that you are with your friends and you are with your colleagues and you are trying to navigate getting back to work are way different than now.
I know what it's like just to have, you know, your life feel like it got thrown in a washing machine.
I think I can just say that I had to just suddenly cope with the fact that I was going to die all at once. And I saw someone die. And it's something that you don't get better from.
After the shooting kind of amplified like how much we were a cohesive team.
There have certainly been really, really tough parts of this, but I have felt really supported and so just incredibly blessed with all of the resources that we've gotten and all the people who want to hear our story.
There are people who live in Baltimore, the city that I live in, that deal with gun violence every day. And they don't have a community foundation with match funding.
We also were lucky enough to have a whole group of therapists in Annapolis offer free care to the whole Annapolis community, not just us. People really took barriers down for us. Took all the barriers down.
It seemed like for like 6 months there was just nothing but support from everywhere, from like Toronto and like New Jersey, and then the volunteers coming in
every day. I'm not saying it's been a picnic. It sucks.
We have to report on a trial where we have to say accused shooter, even though people were in a room where the shooting happened. It's tough.
I had been covering, after the shooting, that some of the court proceedings that stem from the charges against the man that was suspected. And that, obviously it's hard. Like, I don't want to say it's not hard, but people, I think because it seems so obviously terrible that you're like in the same room, people ask me, they're like, how did you do that? You know, how... And honestly, that didn't affect me as deeply as when I've tried more recently to do a story about other shootings.
I mean, I knew from the beginning that we were going to put ourselves in for Pulitzers.
The day that the Pulitzer winners were announced was very nerve-wracking. I was convinced, I think out of a sense of self-preservation, that we weren't gonna win.
Maybe we were Time Magazine Person of the Year, but you, when you get accolades like this, even the Pulitzer, there's always this haunting feeling of like they just feel bad for you.
We had some coolers with drinks because regardless of what happened, we were gonna have a party. And we, I think we were just, we streamed, we like plugged in a laptop to stream the announcement. And we all got like really quiet.
As they're announcing all the different categories that I knew that we'd put ourselves in for, editorial, breaking news, all these different things, and we're not getting them.
My heart sank a little bit.
Oh man, what happens to the collective group when, you know, we get to the end of this and they don't say our names?
Oh my god, our hearts were just broken.
I was like, oh god, you know, we didn't get it. You know, it's okay.
And then they said there's one more award.
The Pulitzer Prize Board is pleased to announce a special citation this year.
It was definitely a fake out.
To the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland. The citation honors its journalists, staff, and editorial board for their courageous response to the largest killing of journalists in U.S. history in their newsroom on June 28th.
I think we were really quiet for a second or two, and then Chase, one of my colleagues, was like, holy shit. Like, what does this mean? And like, I think we all like started laughing.
It was certainly strange because it was like, it was recognition of a trauma, and the impact that it had on us, which you know is, not redeeming, but like, you know, it just kind of validates what you went through.
It just feels like this is it. You have made it with the best of the best. You worked hard enough, and this is it. And I wasn't sad for 1 minute that day. And everybody says it's bittersweet. It must be bittersweet. I'm so tired of bittersweet.
Like, now, over the past year, you know, it was a turbulent waters, right? And I like had like a pretty crappy boat, and I was going in there, and I was trying to get across the lake, and it just wasn't going well. And I feel like now I have a better boat, and I'm able to navigate that a little bit better.
That's really nice.
That was the most Annapolis thing I've ever said.
Yeah, it was very Annapolis.
Though I said lake, so.
This is what we are now, and I'm so proud of the fight that we're fighting, and that I'm so proud of the people that we're honoring, and of the job that we do.
We lost 5 people.
I miss all of them.
There are 5 families who have to recontextualize their lives forever. It never goes away. They deserve to be honored. They died for... an industry worth saving, and they didn't deserve to.
And their names were Rob Hyacin,
Rebecca Smith,
Gerald Fishman,
Wendy Winters,
and John McNamara.
Those were the voices of current and former Capital Gazette reporters Celine Sanfelice, Rachel Pacella, Danielle Ohl, and Phil Davis. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.